is Paul, as soon as Paul taught what we just looked at yesterday and what we'll start at here today, this is when it started. And it's still going on today, friends, 2,000 years later. Once the Apostle Paul wrote this and then went about his business, you see, this is when it happens. We read about it, too, in the book of Galatians, how false teachers, how they sneak in and they secretly spy out the liberty we have in Christ. This is what happens. They never do it out in the open. They have to sneak in some other way. The Lord Jesus said, you'll know them by their fruits. If the people that are in your church and around you sow discord, and if they break up and sow discord among the body of Christ, then you'll know them by their fruits. Because the Holy Spirit unites, Satan divides. Satan is a divider. He has come to steal, kill, and destroy. Let me add a fourth thing to that. He's come to destroy your church. And he'll do that by division. And here, there was more division. The Apostle Paul told his church in the Thessalonica they were upset because their family members had died and they didn't know what was going to happen to them. And they wrote the Apostle Paul to ask them what was going to happen to them. What's going to happen to our family members who have already died? And Paul answered in this way. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. He says, I do not want you to be ignorant, brothers, concerning those who have fallen asleep. Now, fallen asleep in the Bible, just like the Lord Jesus said about the young girl. He said, she's not dying, she's only sleeping. It's a euphemism for death. And Paul said, don't be ignorant about those who have fallen asleep. Now he's going to hit us with truth. And he says, don't be sorrowful like all of those other people that have no hope. That is dying without Christ. Christos is dying without hope. No hope at all. Let's continue. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, which we do, he's assuming they believe that, because this doesn't apply to you if you don't believe that. This doesn't apply to you if you don't believe that. If you don't believe in the resurrection, you're not saved. That's part of my sermon this week. And that comes from Romans chapter 10, verse 9. If we believe that the Lord Jesus rose again from the dead, that's part of the things you have to believe. If you don't believe in the resurrection, you've missed it. You have to believe that. If we believe that Jesus died, that is died, not out of breath, like some people say, oh, he was out of breath. That's another one of my points on this sermon, the doctrine of Christ. You got to believe Jesus died on the cross or whatever tree that it was, stick, cross. It doesn't matter to me if you had a cross beam on it. This I know, Jesus died on it. This I know, he shed his blood on it. Cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree, Peter wrote. And you read in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses wrote. Let me go on. If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. That's a promise that your friends, your mother maybe your infant daughter or son or child or husband or spouse. You see, the Bible says to be, now, of course, he's writing to believers and the children, that is, elect children, those whose names are written, those who were chosen in him before the foundations of the world, that when you die and leave this world, you're going up. That's why Paul said, to live is Christ, but to die is gain. Because, and he also wrote too, absent from this body is present with the Lord. Paul said, I'm between the two. I don't know which one I want, to be here to minister to you or to be gone, woof, and be in the presence of the Lord. So he's assuming here these people are, well, he's writing to believers. He knows they're believers. This only applies to you if you're a believer. This promise. Otherwise, there's a big N-A here that doesn't apply to you if you're not a believer. If you're, this is for all those whose sins have been obliterated by the blood of Jesus Christ. Is that you? He makes that offer to you today. You can be part of this group. The charge over you today, friends, is God loves you. God demonstrates his own love towards you and that while you are still a sinner, Jesus died for you. All you have to do is receive that. Admit you're a sinner. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God. Turn, repent of your sins. Life is short. Have your name written in the book of life. Paul's talking to this lot. This we say to you, okay, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. When he's coming back with all, with your aunt and uncle and your son and your daughter and your friends, your husband, your wife, all those that sleep in Christ, their spirits or souls will be coming back with him, according to the word of God. This we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain, that's the poor saps left, that's you and me, all those, all of us that are still dealing with all this sin out here in the world, we're the ones that are suffering. You know, when you hear about these Muslims or this ISIS that want to, you know, oh, prepare to meet your maker. Oh, yeah? You think that's a bad thing? You've missed it. Go ahead and take my life. Do me a favor, friend. The torture is making me stay here. I am prepared to meet you. Do me a favor. Here I am. Go ahead. Take me out. I'll play chess with Peter today. You go right ahead. That's the torture, is making a Christian stay. Not in taking their life. Absent from the body, present with the Lord, you've missed it. Again, this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede or go before those who are asleep. Dead come first, he's saying. Don't worry about your aunt and uncle and friend and son or daughter that died. They're first. They're coming with him first. For you. They're coming for you. They're coming for you. All those, all your friends and relatives, and all those that have already died in faith, they're sleeping. Their spirits are with the Lord. We read in Revelation chapter 6, verse 9, the souls of those under the altar. You see, your soul or spirit, in this case it's interchangeable, is going to depart and be with the Lord. Paul said, to live is Christ, but to die is gain. He's coming back with all of those that have already died. The Lord will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Now, I made the comment yesterday. This is what I look at the last minute and a half here today. You hear it all the time on the radio or on the TV. People say, well, we don't know when this is. Well, friend, you know half the answer. Even Martha knew it. The great theologian Martha, that is Lazarus's sister, she goes, I know I'm going to see my brother again in the resurrection on the last day. Maybe she was here for this teaching. That is John chapter 6, four times Jesus says it. First, John 6:39. This is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up on the last day. There's one time. Now, next verse, verse 40. This is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up on the last day. Remember what Paul taught, friend. The dead in Christ will rise first. I'm trying to show you when that is. Could it be today? If today is the last day, because the dead in Christ will rise on the last day. Next one, verse 44. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me should draw him, and I will raise him up on the last day. Last one, verse 54. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. No, we don't know when the rapture is, but we know when the dead in Christ are going to rise. We know half of the equation. He says the dead in Christ will rise first. Jesus tells us four times in one chapter that the dead in Christ will rise on the last day. Well, we're out of time here for today. Thanks for joining us. We're going through 2 Corinthians, but first we had to see why Paul wrote this letter. Because for 2,000 years, they've been arguing and squabbling over this thing known as the rapture. We'll be back again soon with another program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the
voice of God. Hey, this is Darrell Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
Jesus. welcome to Gospel Truth with